Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I explained that there is a huge risk that the $500 trillion market in derivatives could bring on a massive worldwide financial catastrophe at almost any time without advance notice. Well, what exactly are derivatives, and why are they such a huge financial risk? In simple terms, a derivative contract involves an attribute of a financial asset rather than the asset itself. For example, borrowers may take out floating interest rate loans. To reduce the risk of an interest rate increase, borrowers might purchase derivative contracts that would reimburse them if this occurred. If you think of this similar to paying an insurance premium, you get the idea. The counterparty to such a transaction collects the payment and promises to make good if interest rates rise. These counterparties can and do purchase offsetting derivative contracts to minimize their market risk. Their profit comes from charging a higher price for the contract they sold than what they pay for the offset. It is not unusual for a chain of contracts to be written involving the same ultimate asset. Now, many derivative contracts protect lenders from the risk of default by debtors. Like insurance policies, there are financial mishaps where one party to a derivative claims payment from the counterparty. In ordinary times, no big deal. But what happens when a large swath of debts default and a far greater than normal amount of derivative contract liabilities arise? When the first party suffers a loss, they contact their derivative counterparty, who is supposed to make immediate payment. Then the counterparty, if they had purchased an offsetting derivative contract, would make their claim against the counterparty on the other side. Should many derivative contracts be triggered by a large default, counterparties will simply not have enough liquidity to make timely payments. Such payment defaults would potentially cause parties on the other side of derivative contracts to default on their obligations, leading to a domino chain of defaults. Tune in again Friday when I explain why this risk of a huge default almost caused a global financial collapse 8 years ago and could still happen, on the next edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.